Emily, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me.
Your Northside Gallery and vision is always interesting, but I'm especially caught into the ideas of the artist for your next show, which opens next Wednesday. It's called Girl Detective. What's going on here?
This work is a series created by Andrea Millette, which is a representation of the Nancy Drew series. She's put together photographs that represent each of the book titles in the series. And she's also created sort of a montage of images that she's compiled from the illustrations within the book to create one single image side by side with a representation of the book cover.
Well, she also has given thought to the difference in how Nancy Drew is presented at different times.
Well, Nancy Drew was really quite a role model for young women. In each book, she's kind of taken a different role, whether she's the girl next door or some really headstrong young woman. But in this series, Andrea has used different women to represent Nancy Drew through these different representations, but she's representing it as the modern woman of the 21st century. So it'll be quite interesting to see how this evolves.
What can you tell us about the artist herself?
Andrea is a photography instructor at Antonelli College downtown, and she's been working on her own photography all these years. And actually, when I was trying to think of an artist to have as part of the photo focus at Envision, I thought of Andrea, and she actually lives right down the street from Envision, so it's really handy to have her so close and be able to chat with her about this. She already had this idea for the Nancy Drew series in mind, so it's quite a good fit for Envision, which, you know, is largely slanted toward things for women, but I also try to tie in women's empowerment wherever I can.
She prints these photographs so that they're reminders of book covers because of the relationship to the Nancy Drew books. Can you tell us a little bit about how she does that?
Well, she's having these printed in 16 by 20 format, which is rather large for a book cover, but she's also having the images printed with a linen texture, and it's wrapped around the plate so it has the feel of a book cover, which, of course, won't have text, but should be really interesting to see how she's interpreted these.
Well, Envision seems to me a fine setting for a work that explores attitudes over time, as the pictures are then appearing in a shop featuring handmade and vintage clothing and mid-20th century furnishings. Was that part of the reason for your selecting this particular photographer?
Absolutely. It's really quite a good fit, and I think it'll be particularly fun because she's also incorporating some of the objects that she's photographed that will be displayed beside the photographs. So you can see them up front, juxtaposed next to them. But because they are a lot of vintage pieces, it should be a nice fit. It'll look great.
Well, because of the nature of the stock at Envision, clothing and furniture have close ties to objects of art. Handmade clothing isn't often found in shops. Who's making clothing by hand these days, and what sort of clothing is it?
Well, the primary person creating handmade clothing at Envision is Helen Smith, and actually her main focus is upholstery, but for fun she does make clothing and she often does fashion shows a lot of times in Northside, and then occasionally I'll be making some clothes myself, although I don't have as much time for that as I would like. I do more clothing alterations and repair than working from scratch.
What can you tell us about the furniture, which is mid-20th century? Where do you find it?
Most of the items that I have are on consignment. I'm selling them on behalf of people, but I also occasionally get calls from people who are representing estates, and I'll go out and do a large purchase and collect items that I think will be a good fit for Envision. So just because something comes from the mid-century or is vintage does not necessarily mean it'll be a good fit for Envision. I try to select pieces that are fun and well-made and have a sense of nostalgia, but will also fit in a modern home. So you can have things side by side that are vintage and contemporary at the same time.
I do want to touch on one other thing, and that's the spelling of Envision as the name of your shop. And you choose to spell it in a very playful way. How did you happen to decide to spell it with just an N rather than E-N?
Part of that is actually just my sense of symmetry. Would be creating a logo, having it bookended by ends was just kind of fun for me, but also for it to stand apart from your traditional spelling and have its own representation of the store that would be easily Googled rather than just the word Envision with an E.
Girl Detective will be on view at Envision beginning next Wednesday, and there's a reception for the exhibition on Saturday, October 11. Is the reception open to the public?
Reception is open to the public. It's free. We'll have refreshments. And it is also part of Northside Second Saturdays, which is a neighborhood-wide event where businesses stay open later. They'll have other art openings, lots of live music, and occasional performances that are rather unscheduled and on the street.
Will the artist be there at the reception?
Yes, she will.
Well, thanks so much, Emily, for coming in to talk with us about this interesting exhibition.
Thanks again, Jane.
We've been talking with Emily Budendeck of Envision Gallery about the exhibition Girl Detective, which brings a fresh and special viewpoint to Photo Focus this year. For more information, see wwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.